Hi, Sally Swain.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Thursday the 18th of February. Ooh, the sun is in Pisces, ruled by Neptune. The planets you're talking about.
Splish, splash.
And the planets.
Sun identity moved into perceptive imaginative Pisces at about 5:45 this morning.
Cool. For some of us. All right.
Took the words right out of my mouth. On the one hand, welcome to Pisces. On the other hand, things could be a little less clear-cut than you need them to be during the next month. On the other hand, you could also have some real insight into assorted situations that's been sorely lacking of late. On the other hand, some of the info may require actions or adjustments you just don't feel quite ready to make. On the other hand, you get the general idea. Meanwhile, assess the situation before issuing any ultimatums that may be cavorting on the tip of your tongue. Thinking about saying, if you don't change now, I will leave forever, and actually voicing it, and then being in a position where you have to leave forever to maintain your credibility should nothing happen, may not actually suit you when it comes time to do the deed. Plus, be aware that in this climate, people cannot help but interpret things through an intensely emotional or sentimental lens, when you are, for example, discussing spreadsheets or something equally earthbound. So ascribe it to the planets. You will likely be more forgiving or at least tolerant that way.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Sun into Pisces.
Pisces, Cancer, Leo, Aquarius.
And if one's birthday, 18th of February.
Keep an open mind and ears to the perhaps far-fetched, but who knows, maybe they could work propositions for advancing your personal, professional, or artistic endeavors that are bandied about. So you know there could well be some merit to those arrangements your instincts are clamoring or determinedly rooting for, even if your intellect has its doubts, and your ancestors most likely would not have dared.
Tomorrow, Daily Planets.